But first, just how much will the changes to deeming rates help retirees? The government says the planned reforms will mean more money in the pockets of older Australians. But seniors say the way the pension is calculated doesn't go far enough because pensioners who own their own home are excluded. Rachel Mealy reports.
Ron Lord was happy to hear that the government was changing its deeming rates for pensioners and hoped it would mean an increase in his pension.
Well, I don't think it's going to benefit me at all because other than my house, I have no other assets, and it appears to be steered towards people that have additional income or additional assets to carry on with, really.
Mr Lord is 82 and lives in Logan, south of Brisbane. He and his wife receive a veteran's pension because he served in the Australian Army during the Korean War.
Yeah, well, I live there in Logan City, at the suburb of Regent's Park, and I own my own four-bedroom home and a car, and that's virtually it. And being retired, obviously at my age, I spend a lot of time with doing community work around the area and so forth, and that's it. But we don't travel much. We can't afford to, really.
Mr Lord will be excluded from the new changes because his house is worth more than $400,000. Social Services Minister Anne Rustin spoke to Fran Kelly on RN Breakfast.
Well, if somebody owns their own home,
yeah,
they will be considered under the asset testing component of their assessment in a different way than somebody who doesn't own their own home.
Okay.
So it is quite a complicated calculation.
The Labor Party says pensioners have been shortchanged for a long time. It says the deeming rate for the pension should have kept pace with the cash rate. But Minister Rustin says the cash rate is only one factor in determining where the deeming rate is set.
We haven't really seen a great deal of change in some of the market-linked assets, like, you know, the ACT 200 stocks. You know, superannuation returns have remained reasonably high over the same period. So there are a number of factors that play into the returns that people are getting on their financial assets. One of them is the overnight cash rate.
The National Seniors Association disputes this. Spokesman Ian Henschke told ABC Brisbane the deeming rate has historically tracked the cash rate.
You balance the budget on the backs of pensioners' passbooks. Isn't that a wonderful way to give Australians a fair go who have a go? In other words, they've saved some money, they put it into a bank book, and then you deem that they earn more money than they're actually getting, and then you take their pension away from them for that. That is why National Seniors is saying you've blown it as a government, because we've now got the drop on you, we know what's going on. And it needs to be set by an independent body. The deeming rate should be tied to the Reserve Bank cash rate, should be set by an independent authority.
That's Ian Henschke, spokesman for the National Seniors Association. Rachel Mealy with that report.